Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Shermin and Wendy. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Krista. This is Shermin. Glad to be here with you again today.
And this is Wendy. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there. We are delighted to have Maymay Fox as a guest on our show today. Maymay is a professional author who has collaborated on over a dozen books and has written hundreds of magazine articles and blogs, mostly in the realm of self-help, spirituality, and psychology that inspire people to reach for their dreams and believe in themselves.
In addition to writing, Maymay also works as a life coach, assisting clients in realizing their most ambitious dreams. She believes in integrating mind, body, and spirit into a total wellness program based on positive self-esteem and goal setting. As a coach, she draws on her training as a psychotherapist, having completed a full 2-year master's program in counseling psychology at Pacifica Graduate Institute. And she also holds a bachelor's and master's degree in psychology from Stanford University. She currently lives in Honolulu with her husband and her twin boys.
And Maymay is a joy champion. I love that. Her mantra is fear less, love more. She wants to remind people that joy is innate, always within us, abundant and free of charge. Best of all, she believes that we have less control than we like, but more power than we know. Tapping into joy on a daily basis will help us feel gratitude for all the blessings that we have in our life and let go of some of the stress, some of the anxiety and depression that so often overwhelm us. The title of our show today is How to Find Joy in Your Everyday Life. Wonderful. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Maymay. We're so delighted to have you on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be part of your show.
Fantastic. So we have only half an hour. Let's get started. I want to know about joy. Can you tell us how you became interested in this topic of joy?
Absolutely. I, as you so kindly said in your introduction of me, have several degrees in psychology. And I love the movement in the last, I'd say, 15 years or so towards positive psychology. So, you know, the origins of the field were very much around curing mental illness and what's wrong with us and what makes us depressed or mentally unstable or, you know, incapable of dealing with life. And that's important. It's critical to have people working on those topics. I really love when this field of positive psychology emerged. And researchers began looking at not just, you know, how to cope with kind of mental illness or breakdowns, but also how to optimize our life and be the most empowered, fulfilled person that we could be. I think a lot of that research started to focus on the idea of happiness, you know, how can we be a happier life? And if you look on the, you know, you go to the bookstore, you get on Amazon and you browse that subject, you'll see dozens of books on happiness. And I kind of think it's great and I really support it. And at the same time, I feel like it can, that in itself can then end up being another source of stress in our lives. The idea that I'm not happy enough, you know, or happiness is something that I'm trying to attain and I'm never going to get there. It's just, it's another thing that puts us on, you know, what psychologists call the hedonic treadmill, which is, you know, always needing the next thing that makes us feel good or the next thing that we have to accomplish, you know, the bigger car, the bigger house, the better job, you know, the bigger family or whatever it is. And so I started thinking about that a lot and I thought, well, you know, how do we keep ourselves from then setting happiness up as another goal that we have to attain that, that, you know, we somehow feel we're not living up to. And so I shifted my focus to this idea of joy. And, you know, it's all semantics. Like, you can call it joy, you can call it happiness. And probably a lot of the happiness researchers out there will tell you, don't think of this as, you know, something else that stresses you out. But for me, joy really encapsulates a just moment-to-moment feeling. So rather than thinking of it as a state where I'm going to reach some happy state and then I'm going to be happy all the time. You know, no one's going to be happy all the time. And we don't want to be happy all the time. Like, what's interesting in life about that? You know, the part of what makes life so amazing is that we have highs and we have lows and we face challenges and we overcome them. So I love this idea that joy is moment to moment. And so that's twofold. One is we then don't expect to be in a state of joy all the time. You know, we're just looking to find joy on a daily basis. I really believe that we can lead a more fulfilled, satisfying life, purposeful life, if we tap into joy every single day. But we know that it's not going to last all day. You know, it's just going to be moments of tapping into that joy. And then the other thing is that it is a state that we can achieve. It is something we can tap into no matter what is going on in our lives. I mean, I have had a joy practice, a joy and a gratitude practice, you know, even at my worst moments when I was going through a divorce and when I was really suffering and in a lot of pain emotionally, I could still find joy every day. So that is why I got interested in the topic of joy and why I decided to call myself a joy champion.
Excellent. Wow, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you talking about moment to moment and that you have to kind of stay in the present to be able to tap into that joy. I mean, life is made up of moments. So I very much resonate with what you said there. And that no matter what, you can attain those moments of joy, and you don't have to wait until, you know, I'll get there when this happens. And
exactly.
And when that happens, you got to, when you get there, then there's something else that needs to happen. I mean, there's always more stuff to work towards or to accomplish or, you know, that never stops. So if you put that joy on hold, I mean, you never get there. So I really like that idea of being in the present and really looking for those moments because that's life anyway. So that's great. Thanks for sharing that. Wendy, you have a question.
Right. Yes, just a little extension of yours. So just curious, how do you find joy every day? Like in the moment, if you're going through a tough day, and how can you find joy out of something that you're not really experiencing at the moment?
Right. No, I think that's a great question. Of course, I actually have written two blog posts. I wrote a blog initially for the Huffington Post called 40 Ways to Find Joy in Your Everyday Life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that this is universal and that everyone will find joy in all 40 of those things, but it's a great place to start to get some inspiration. And then I ended up, that being so popular and went viral and got so many likes and shares, that I ended up writing a follow-up of another 40 Ways to Find Joy Every Day, and that was published on Mind Body Green. And then actually you, Wendy, picked it up and put
right.
it in your magazine.
Right. That's right.
Which is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I'm so glad you were able to share that with your readers, Wendy.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So that that list was really, you know, as I said, it comes from my experience. So, it, you know, all 40 may not apply to everyone, but it's little ways to find joy. And I think for me, there are some really consistent ways. One is to be in nature. So anything where I'm watching a sunset or taking a walk under trees in a park or just looking at a flower in my house, you know, having fresh flowers in your home, I'm such a believer in that. I think they bring you such joy, you know, every single day to look at those beautiful flowers. And you don't have to wait for someone else to buy them for you. Go out and buy them for yourself. You know, and they don't have to be really expensive either, you know. They can be just some lovely little tulips from your grocery store.
Great idea.
So nature is really consistent.
Mm-hmm.
For me, also, I think any, you know, animals, pets are a great source of joy for people, dogs, cats, fish, and then children, you know, if you have your own children or playing with other children, or even if you don't have children, just being childlike, letting yourself be free to jump on a swing at a swing set or, you know, run around on the grass and feel it beneath your bare feet or, you know, do somersaults. So those are just some of kind of the categories that I've talked about. And then there are some ways that are pretty proven from this positive psychology happiness research that I've talked about. And I think the most proven way of finding joy is to have a gratitude practice. So I'm really a big believer in this. I think that no matter what is going on in your life, you can find something to be grateful for. Your health, you know, your family, your friendships, a quiet moment to sit and sip your coffee or whatever it is. So there's been a lot of research that shows that if you can write down five things a day that you're grateful for in a gratitude journal, it really boosts your overall happiness level. So I think that's a great joy practice to just, to just, you know, recite five things that you're grateful for.
Great idea. And so it also seems like it would just kind of keep your mind off of the negative things that you're dealing with. So it'll help your joy come out when you're focusing more on those things that you were mentioning with nature and animals. Just thinking about that makes you feel much more joy than whatever the problem is that you're dealing with. That's great. Great. Krista, do you have a question?
Yeah, I love the idea of journaling, of writing down five things that you're grateful that you're grateful for every day. I think that's a great idea. So maybe I know you said you were you wrote a blog about the 40 days of joy. Do you also have a program for your clients called 40 Days of Joy? Can you tell us a little bit about that and how this program helped others in the past?
Yeah, sure. So I actually, it started very organically from that post on Huffington Post, 40 Ways to Find Joy in Your Everyday Life. And actually some of my Twitter followers just started on their own doing a program, 40 Days of Joy program, where they would do one item off the list every day for 40 consecutive days. And it was so much fun that we actually ended up doing it several times. And I later wrote a blog profiling Curry Pennebaker, who lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and is the father to three kids and married and, you know, had started his own business and then it failed and had to kind of start over again. And together we spearheaded this 40 Days of Joy program where we got people doing one of the practices of joy every day. And it didn't have to be off the list. It could be one that they made up themselves and shared with the hashtag 40 Days of Joy. And it was so fun to not only have our own practice, but watch other people having their joy practice and seeing what pictures they posted and the stories they told about little things they did that made them happy every day. So it was so empowering and such a big hit that I have ended up doing it with my life coaching clients who are in, you know, particularly challenging moments, transition moments, with they've lost jobs or relationships haven't worked out. And again, it's really simple. It can take as little as a couple of minutes a day, and it's just a matter of doing something that makes you feel joy and then writing it down and sharing it.
That's great. So we will probably, do you have this on your website as well as for your clients?
I don't have it on my coaching website, but I certainly could send you the link, and Wendy has it in her beautiful magazine.
Oh, okay.
She can share it. She can share it with all your readers.
Yes, Life
okay,
Harmony Magazine.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's great.
Harmony Magazine. I would love. I would be delighted if you wanted to feature that article with you know.
Excellent. Sure.
This
yeah.
Talk.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For your next.
Okay.
For your next installment. Yeah. So I know, Maymay, you've talked a bit about some simple things that we could do, you know, with pets and nature, and all those things are always really good to get your mind kind of more into the joy direction. What is could you help us with other simple things that, you know, our listeners could do right now to impact their lives or today?
Sure. Well, you know, aside from the gratitude practice, one of the other key areas in positive psychology research has been on doing things for others or acts of altruism being a really great source of joy. So I really encourage people to find some way to give back. And, you know, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be a huge time commitment. It could be, you know, participating in your child's school and helping out there. It could be going to a homeless shelter once a month and, you know, serving meals. It could be serving on a board of a nonprofit organization or just signing up with your church to, you know, whatever their volunteer programs are that they're running to help participate in those or help run them. But it is a really, you know, really wonderful way to tap into joy to help others. And I think it also just helps you get out of that. You know, sometimes we all can do this. I myself have done it, getting that caught up in that negative headspace of, you know, why me, and, you know, throwing yourself a pity party, and that's all fine and good. You know, I actually don't want to encourage people to avoid unhappiness or pain. I think it's important to go to those dark places and be with them, and that's how we learn and grow. So I'm not saying to avoid those altogether. I'm just saying even in those darkest moments you can find some happiness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to process those kind of feelings. Difficult things, you know, happen, challenging things happen, but you don't have to go sit in that and kind of drown in it. You can take breaks. And
right.
I think whenever I think of that, I think of something simple or easy to do is just smile at someone else. Just smile, and I think that the act of smiling, it's like your body, your physiology kind of changes, ends up, and then that helps up, kind of leads to the emotion, the mental part, kind of being able to grab onto and go with that, or smile at a bunch of people. So that's what
I think. That is great advice, because they've actually proven, too, that when you smile, it actually, you know, changes your brain chemistry and makes you crank out endorphins, which are like those happiness hormones. So there's more to it than even just the physical act. It does something psychologically. So it's great advice. I think another really simple thing to do is almost everyone I know loves to sing along to the radio, you know, and just driving in your car or going for a run or a walk or whatever it is. Crank up that music, put on some song that you love, and just sing along.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. It's amazing how, you know, once you get going on something simple like that, you go long enough and you hit some kind of critical mass or momentum, and you go over into a different, you can go over into a different mood. So, yeah, that's a great one. Love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to remember
I mean,
that.
I'd be curious to hear from you. Do each of you have one joy practice or something that you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wendy, which one do you do?
Well, let's see. Well, I know I really enjoy playing handbells, and that makes me joyful because it took so long to learn how to do it, and then now that I can do it, it really fulfills me with joy because I knew I went through such a challenge getting to the point where I am to being able to play it. So that people who listen enjoy it. So.
Yeah,
that's
and I know
beautiful.
I do it as well. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it really can take you, I mean, you're part of the music then, even more so than, you know, listening to the radio, which is a great one too, of course. But yeah, mm-hmm. I do the handbells as well, so I know what Wendy's talking about. It's just, and, mm-hmm. and you're doing it in a community, you're doing it with other people. So
right.
you really
it's
end up feeling like, you know, part of a larger something. Yeah, really
mm-hmm.
nice. What about you, Krista?
Yeah. I don't play an instrument, but I sing. I sing along in the radio. I sing in the shower. I've been singing to myself all my life.
Cool.
And I also love my garden. I love to go out every day and you know, check to see what has sprouted and what blossoms have come up overnight. So I really do enjoy that. That's a great part of my joy practice.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Cool.
Thank you all for sharing. Yeah, music is so great, isn't it? It's really
mm-hmm.
a wonderful mood booster. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Wendy?
So what about this? What about potential pitfalls or shortcomings of your approach? Are there? Are there
mm-hmm.
a few?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, glad you asked. And I think it did, you know, it did come up briefly, but let's talk a little bit more about that is,
mm-hmm.
You know, our society in general, our culture is very, you know, oriented towards everything's great and everything's fine and, you know, I'm doing well and kind of masking maybe when we're having tough times and not being honest about that, right? So
mm-hmm.
I think that is a potential pitfall. I don't want to give people the impression that just because I'm encouraging people to tap into joy every day and saying that it's there, that doesn't mean that there aren't times when you're really struggling and really suffering. And beyond that, to actually say there is value in that. I mean, I think that was a huge lesson for me, actually, in my personal life, is I spent most of my youth and young adulthood believing that you kind of always had to be positive. And so when I hit this first huge stumbling block of my own divorce when I was 32, and I spun out, you know, I really lost everything and started over again.
Mm-hmm.
I almost didn't give myself permission to be down in the dumps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that wasn't helpful. And I actually had to go to a therapist and work with a therapist to go into the darkness and realize that there's value there. You know, there's that beautiful story of Persephone and Demeter, the Greek myth, where she eats some of this pomegranate down in Hades, and then she ends up having to spend 6 months of the year in the underworld, and that's when we have winter. Well, for you folks on the New York side of things, you're having winter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Maybe not so much in Miami and Hawaii, but so anyway, you know, there's value in that. There's value in that time to look at our darkness and to go into our suffering. I think we can actually tremendously benefit from our darkest, most challenging times if we have the courage to look at them and say, you know, what of this did I create and what of this is totally beyond my control? And, you know, what is the best part of me that can rise up to face this and change my circumstances? Then that's really profound. You know, that is what enables us to grow and transform as human beings, are those periods of darkness. So I don't want people to feel like this practice is saying that we should run away from that or that we should hide our suffering or that we shouldn't allow ourselves to feel all of our feelings. It's just as valuable to feel the sadness and feel the disappointment and feel the pain.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like someone who is... does pay attention to joy in their life, but does have some kind of pitfall. Do you feel like they can come out of it much more quickly than someone who is never really paying attention to gratitude or anything that we've been talking about? Do you think would it be able to just not be able to come out of it as soon as someone else who has?
Yes. I think part of it is that. I think part of it is coming out of it. And I think part of it is just even in the difficult times, knowing that you still can have some joy. So it doesn't have to be so binary, you know. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm just miserable and having a horrible time right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can be, you know, you can be having a really tough time and still feel those little moments of joy. So it just kind of keeps you going. You know, it keeps you motivated. It keeps you empowered. It just reminds mm-hmm. you that there's still good stuff going on. And I think that can be very empowering for moving forward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds mm-hmm. like really, really important to have that whole idea of joy, even though you're going through trouble and problems. That's excellent. So, Krista, you have another question.
Yes. So, just maybe, I know you're a published author and you write for the Huffington Post, and you have this great article in Wendy's magazine. You also have a website in case people would like to get in touch with you. What would be the best way to get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. The best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, which is meimeifox.com, and it's meimeifox.com. And that shows all the books that I've worked on, and it talks a little bit about my coaching practice because, like all of you ladies, I also do some coaching with people on achieving their most self-actualized and fulfilling life. And so you can find out and you can contact me through the website, as well as you can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm at Mamie Fox. And I think Wendy, did you and I connect through Twitter too?
I definitely
connect with a lot of people through Twitter. Yeah.
That may have been where I first started noticing. Or yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, I think
I saw your blog
so
first.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to reach out to me as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Like, I think we can also put that on our Facebook page as well, right?
Yes, we can definitely do that. MeimeiFox.com. We'll make sure that people know how they can get a hold of you, Meimei. But I'm so sorry to say that we're getting to be at the time where we're out of time. And this conversation is so wonderful. I wish we had another couple of hours to talk, actually. Meimei, thank you so much for being our guest on our show today.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
We really enjoyed our conversation with you. And we hope you can come back with us and speak maybe some more about this topic. It's such an important topic. Would you be willing to come back for a part two?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Excellent. Yay. Excellent. We'll try to make that happen. So everybody stay tuned. We'll get my Meimei to come back, hopefully, and talk some more about this wonderful topic. So thank you, our audience, again, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio as well. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good shows we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows that you may have missed, go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skysthelimit. You never know, you may discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Also remember to go to our website to get our Sky's the Limit Inspiration Kit. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Meimei.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Meimei.